It should have been like, you know, like if we're in the middle of the bridge or middle of that part, like it should be big. Crash. Yeah. Yeah. Where from?
Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me calm down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room.
you get shy on me, lift up your song. Cause you've got a lion inside of those moments. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, we command our souls today. Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. Cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Hey,
Well, good morning, Ascend Church. All right, you guys know me by now. I said good morning, Ascend Church. All right, so we are going to get ready to give God our best praise today. I believe he has something for us in this place. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready to receive it. Amen. Somebody shout out. Give him a praise. Put your hands together.
I don't need the smoke or mirrors. I know there's a God who's real. I don't need the lights to fool me, cause I have seen the God who heals. I know when I ask, I'll receive it. You're not a God who withholds. I hear you say, just believe me. I need a Holy Ghost awaken in my soul. I need a love that glows, rattling my bones till the evidence shows. I need a Holy Ghost awaken in my soul. I need a heart on fire that'll never grow tired wherever I go. I need a Holy, Holy Ghost. I need a ghost. Holy, Holy Ghost. I need a ghost. I don't need another counterfeit comfort, cause nothing in this world remains. I need something stronger than lightning flowing inside of these veins. I need a Holy Ghost awaken in my soul. A love that glows, rattling my bones, the evidence shows. I need a Holy Ghost awakening my soul. I need a heart on fire that will never grow tired wherever I go. I need a Holy, Holy Ghost. I need a ghost. Holy, Holy Ghost, I need a ghost. You're the fire, I can't even explain it. It's like I'm bursting with a heavenly language. And every time I get a taste, I know I just want more, I just want more. You're the kingdom that's been growing inside me. It's like a lion's roar wants to revive me. And every time I get a taste, I know I just want more. Awaken in my soul. I need a love that goes rattling my bones till the evidence shows. Hey. I need a Holy Ghost awaken in my soul. I need a heart on fire that'll never grow dry wherever I go. I need a Holy, Holy Ghost. I need a ghost. Holy, Holy Ghost. I need a ghost. Holy, Holy Ghost. I need a ghost. Holy, Holy Ghost. I need a ghost.
Somebody shout out and pray.
nothing else before a King, except for our hearts singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
I've got wandering spawns. I've got just one move. With my arms stretched wide, I will worship.
Praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, and I've nothing else fit for a King, except for a heart singing
your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. So come on, my soul, oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, not nothing else before a King, except for a heart singing hallelujah.
Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. I'm not sure where you are today, but in case you need some restoration on the inside, he's here to revive us. He's here to revive us. Revive us, Lord. I won't make it. I won't last without you in my life. You help me. You lead me. You meet me where I am. God, I surrender. Lord, here I am. Still in your presence, I lift up my hands. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me again. I need revival. I need revival. Come on, help me. Baptize me.
Baptize me.
Purify.
Purify me.
Immerse.
Immerse me.
Within.
Within.
Not one thing.
Not one thing.
Can satisfy.
Can satisfy.
Like heaven.
Like heaven.
Where?
Inside.
God, I surrender.
God, I surrender.
Yeah. God, here I am.
Lord,
I lift up my hands.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Fill me again.
I need a revival.
I need revival.
I need revival.
I need revival.
God, I surrender.
Lord,
here I am.
Lord, here I am.
Yeah.
I'm still in your presence.
I lift up my hands. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill us again, God. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your fire. We need you, God. Yes, God. Yeah, yeah, we need you, Lord. Here we go. What I see as pieces, you see as whole. What I feel is empty. You'll overflow. What I call my weakness, you call my strength. I lay my life down to find it again. Help, come on.
What I see as pieces,
you would see as whole.
You see as whole.
What I feel is empty.
What I feel is empty.
You'll overflow.
You'll overflow.
What I call my weakness.
I
lay my life down, to find it
again.
When I see as pieces,
you see as whole.
What I feel is empty.
You'll overflow.
What I call my weakness, by your grace is strength.
You call my strength.
I lay my life down.
Fill me again.
Fill me again.
I need
Holy Spirit, make me more like the Son of God, yeah. Lead me in all of your truth. Be my comforter in my darkest hour, God. Yeah.
Baptize me.
I need revival.
Purify me, yeah.
I need revival.
Baptize me, yeah.
I need revival.
From the inside out, purify me, Lord.
I need revival.
Yeah, I won't make it.
I need revival.
Yeah, I won't let. Once again, I need revival, God.
I need revival.
So the world won't know I'm different. I need revival, God.
I need revival.
Only you can restore my soul.
I need revival.
Hey, God.
God, I surrender.
Lord, here I am.
Lord, here I am.
Still in your presence.
Still in your presence.
I lift up my hands.
Say, I need revival. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, it says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. It actually says, be being filled with the Spirit. In other words, we need to continually be refilled with the Holy Spirit. Just because you got filled one time doesn't mean that you can't get refilled. And when we come to church, I don't know about you. I'm sure I speak for you too. I'm not interested in a religious experience. I'm not interested in going to church out of duty. I come to church to meet with God. I come to church to get filled up again. And let me tell you, the Holy Spirit is here, and He wants to fill you. And the reason why the Scripture compares being drunk with wine with being filled with the Spirit is because being drunk is a counterfeit. It's an imitation of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Because when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are filled with joy. You are filled with peace. You lose all your inhibition. How many of you know what happens when you get drunk? Well, that's a cheap imitation. Let me tell you right now, the devil can't come close to being filled with the Holy Spirit. And I want to encourage you this morning to just really enter in, because, you know, the Bible says if you draw near to God, then He draws near to you. And you draw near to Him with worship. So I want you to lift your hands right now and say, thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I surrender. Come and fill me anew in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, I thank you right now for your Holy Spirit in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. We welcome you. We desire that you would move in our midst today. Lord, I thank you for your healing power that is flowing in this place. And I take authority over every sickness and disease. And I command sickness to go in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for your healing power that is flowing through people's bodies. If you need healing in your body, just say, thank you, Lord, I receive your healing power to flow through me. Say, thank you, Lord, for healing me today. Lord, I thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke. I thank you where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I take authority over every addiction, of every depression, of all anxiety, of all fear. I bind you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to loose God's people right now. And I thank you, Father, for filling us with peace, filling us with joy. I thank you for your Spirit, Lord, within us. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. We're going to sing one more song. I'm going to ask if you would like personal prayer. We're here to pray for you every Sunday. Come on forward. Our prayer partners will be up here to pray. But I want to encourage you to just enter in. Sing with us this final song. It's a new one. It's a great song. It's called Rest on Us. And let it be your prayer today. Lord, Holy Spirit, come rest on me. Have your way in me. Forget about everything else right now and just focus all your attention on worship. Focus right now on the Lord, on Jesus, and just begin to give him worship today and let him touch you. Amen.
We worship you, King of Kings. Hovered over the waters
of the Lake of Bethesda, or the Pool of Bethesda. And those who are around it, who needed healing, they would enter in. They would rush to enter in. That's the spirit of God that's in here today. And so I encourage you, enter in. Will you enter in? Will you enter in? Don't miss the healing. Don't miss the deliverance. Come on, church. Oh, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, come. Opportunity. There is healing that you've been crying out for in the night. There is deliverance that you've been praying for your loved one. It is now, says the Lord. It is now. Come on, don't miss this moment. Hallelujah. Oh, calm down.
Spirit, when you move, you make my heart. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you are moving. Calm down. When you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving.
I see you moving.
I'm here and I
see
you
moving.
Calm down. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will feel me.
Come on, somebody, celebrate him today. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Oh, he is worthy.
you know what's happening in this place is not an emotional experience. You know, sometimes I think people, they think that church should be where people come for counsel and you refer them to a good therapist or a good marriage counselor. But let me tell you, there's something that happens in the supernatural that will not happen any other way. And all we know is to open up our hearts, to open up our church, to open up our minds to receive the touch of the Holy Spirit. So I don't know about anybody else here, but when we sang those words, when what was empty, he filled to overflowing. I identify with that. I've had moments in my life where I felt empty, but nothing but the presence of the Holy Spirit came in and just bring overflow in my life. Amen. Where I felt weak and he's brought strength. So I encourage you to just open your hearts. Just open your hearts to receive a touch of the Holy Spirit all through this meeting, not just as we worship. It begins as we worship, but all through the service, the Holy Spirit's going to be speaking to you and giving you direction and guiding you and comforting you and healing different parts of your heart and your life and your mind. And so we open this place up, Lord. We're not ashamed of you. We welcome you with open arms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, good worshiping, church. Good worship. Doesn't the worship team do an awesome job? Amen. Won't you just turn and welcome someone? Tell them, so good to see you in church, and you may be seated. Welcome to Ascend Church. How wonderful to see you today, to our church family. Welcome to those that are watching online. We're so glad you're joining us today. You're an extension of our church. You're an extension of the service, and we welcome you. You're just as much a part as those that are sitting here in this room, and we pray that you get everything that it is you need from the Lord today. Amen. So welcome. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Come on, guys. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. I want to say happy Mother's Day to the mothers, the grandmothers, the great-grandmothers, the aunts and daughters and sisters that mother, that help mother, to the adoptive mothers and the foster mothers, to the spiritual mothers, to the single mothers. God blessed us when he gave us mothers. Amen. Mothers are nurturers, teachers, trainers, like none other. They are comforters. I know many mothers, you know, there's a joy in motherhood, but there are many, I know many have cried very private tears. I had anxieties over their children. Children have put their parents, shame on you. Shame on you. Some of you put your mothers through all kinds of nonsense, including me. And so repent of that and honor your mother today, because God loves moms and he loves women. I want to read this one verse to you. It says in Proverbs 31, it says, she is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. Come on. God can make you laugh. Doesn't matter if you've been through pain and heartache, and some have. I know it. I'm not making light of that. But God can make you laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. I've never met a mother who knew how to be idle, because everything would fall apart in 24 hours, right? And so it says, her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. So we honor the moms in this room. Amen. And you know, if you have a mom that's passed on, think of her today. Think of the things that she, the sacrifices she made. And if you have a mom that hasn't treated you right or that has done things that have hurt you, forgive her today. Let it go. We're all imperfect. We all have regrets. Every mom has regrets. We try our best. But I ask each one of you, children, husbands, church members, honor the woman in this church and in your lives. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Praise God. Well, I want to welcome those who are watching, as I said, online, and I especially want to welcome anyone who is visiting our church for the first time today. We love having visitors in our church, don't we? We do, right? And so if you are here for the first time, we don't want to embarrass you in any way. Maybe later, but not now. No, we're not going to embarrass you. We just want to give you a welcome packet where you're sitting, just like this one I got crumpled up in my hand. So if you're here for the first time, would you mind just lifting your hand that we can hand one of those to you? God bless you. Come on, family. Let's welcome them today. Welcome, welcome. And there's a card that says guest. We ask you just take a moment, fill that out. At the end of the service, we pass an offering bucket by. Just drop that card in. Gives us the opportunity to just give you a call. Please say hi to us after the service. We would appreciate that. And to those that are watching online, we ask you to, if you're watching, we have on YouTube, Ascend Church Jupiter YouTube. We have Facebook Live. We have on our website, ascendchurch.us, on our mobile app. Go ahead and let us know where you're watching from. Follow the scriptures. Comment on the service. We're so glad that you are a part of this today as well. Amen. And I just want to remind you of the four main purposes of our church. First of all, is to help you to know God. Second of all, to find freedom. Thirdly, to discover your purpose. And you know, I was listening, our oldest daughter Robin was preaching last week in LA, and I listened to her message and I had to go back and take some notes. Isn't that nice when you start learning things from your kids, right? And she was saying it was mental health week last week. They keep up on these things in LA more than we do in Florida. But she read some statistics about purpose. And they, you know, Harvard did a study and different universities have done studies. And they've said that people who have purpose and goals are healthier and live longer. That's an actual study that they are healthier and they live longer. I'd say they're happier too, right? And so we want you to discover your purpose. I mean, there's a purpose in life. It's not meaningless. God has a purpose for each and every one of us. And then lastly, we want you to make a difference with your life. Amen? Amen. I'm going to, I just want to make one quick announcement, then we're done. For ladies, and for the gents, but specifically ladies, we have an Esther in gathering. Pam Sayeg is just ministers so beautifully on this subject, and it's going to be on Saturday, May the 21st, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So please mark that in your calendars. Get off work if you have to. Think of some friends you want to invite. We're going to give you some more details as we get closer to the time, but it's May 21st at 10 a.m. Thanks.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Can I see all the moms out there? Just wave at me. Don't be shy. Oh, my goodness. Give them another big round of applause, all the moms. They sure deserve it. Did you mention about the moms getting flowers afterwards? He's got it. Thank you, my man. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Hand that to my wife. Thank you. That's my phone. Thank you. Lift it around. So you told them they're getting flowers afterwards. Are you going to tell at the end? All right. All right. Praise God. The worship team, what a great job you did today. Great job. Like always, like always, but just was exceptional today. Amen. We're glad you're here, everybody. Tell your neighbor, I'm glad you're here today. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you today that you are so good to us. We thank you for Jesus, for sending Jesus to redeem us. We thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to guide us, to comfort us. We thank you for giving us your word. Jesus, you said as we abide in your word and your word abides in us, we will know the truth and the truth will make us free. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing freedom into every person's life today. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Wherever you are, there's liberty. And you are here today. And you are welcome here today. I thank you for helping and anointing me as I speak your word. I thank you, Lord, for bringing understanding and revelation to every person who's here today, every person who's watching this. We give you the praise for everything said and done. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Now, we're busy in a series called My Best Friend, the Holy Spirit. And this today is part number 3. And I thought I was going to be concluding today, but as I keep studying this, the Holy Spirit just keeps guiding me. So I'm going to be carrying on next week as well. Next week, we're going to talk about the gifts of the Spirit. And so, but today in our series, My Best Friend, the Holy Spirit, this is part number 3, and I want to speak about the Holy Spirit will guide you, how that He guides you. And in John chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you. Say, He will guide me. He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. Say, He will speak. And He will tell you things to come. Say, He will tell me things to come. The New Living Translation says He'll tell you about the future. So the Holy Spirit has been sent to guide us, to speak to us, and to tell us and show us things to come. We don't have to go through life just guessing what we should do or depending on our own wisdom. Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit to guide us. And there are two main ways that God guides us. Number one, God guides all of us, all believers. He guides us generally by His word. The scripture says in Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. God's word is it guides us in our life. It helps us to know which direction to take and how to live. In fact, the Passion Bible says that your word guides my choices and my decisions. So God guides us firstly by His word, and that's for every single believer. That's why it's so important. It's imperative that we read our Bible. How are you going to follow God's guidance in His word if you never read it? And everybody said, amen. Amen. Read your Bible every day. Even if you read one chapter a day. Because every time that I read my Bible, God always shows me something. He always speaks to me. So now the second way that God guides us in our life, He guides us personally by the Holy Spirit. God has sent the Holy Spirit to be our personal guide. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, the Bible says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. God's children are led by the Holy Spirit. And I like the contemporary English version. It says, only those people who are led by God's Spirit are His children. That's pretty strong. It says only those who let God's Spirit guide them, those are God's children. A lot of people say, you know, they consider themselves a child of God, but they don't do what God wants them to do. They do what they want to do. God's children are those who let the Holy Spirit lead them. But a lot of Christians don't know how to recognize when the Holy Spirit is leading them. And that's what I want to help you with today, how to recognize when the Holy Spirit is guiding you. You need to be able to realize and know when the Holy Spirit is guiding you. Because He wants to guide you in your life. He wants to guide you in your family. He wants to guide you in your career, your ministry, your future, every area of your life. We all need God's guidance in every aspect of our life. Amen? You know, you may ask, well, where should I work? I'm not sure. Is this the right job for me? Is this the right career? You need God's guidance. Should I, Pastor Steve, I've been offered this business opportunity. I'm not sure if I should go ahead. You need God's guidance. I think I'm in love. I met someone. I think I'm in love, but I'm not sure. Is this the right person? You want God's guidance, don't you? Well, I'm thinking about moving, Pastor Steve. I'm thinking of moving to another city. Well, you want to be sure that God's guiding you. I've got a problem, and I'm not sure how to handle it. You need God's guidance. Well, I know God's called me to be involved and work in the ministry, but I'm not sure where. You need God's guidance. The Holy Spirit will guide you in all of those things. Wouldn't you like to know how to be led by the Holy Spirit? How to recognize His voice? Well, you can. The problem is not that God is not guiding you and God is not speaking to you. The problem is we don't recognize when He does. See, because God can speak to us in a spectacular way. A lot of people are expecting God to speak to them in a spectacular way. And He can. He can speak to you in an audible voice. An angel could appear to you. You could have a vision. You could have a dream. God spoke to Joseph in a dream, showed him his brothers bowing down before him, and that ended up happening, didn't it? Mary's husband, Joseph, done the Joseph now, he had a dream too. And in the dream, God warned him to take Jesus, their little child, and flee to Egypt because King Herod was going to try and kill Jesus. He was killing all the baby boys. Then God warned the wise men in a dream not to tell King Herod where Jesus was. And the scripture says in Acts 2:17, it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. I'm still seeing visions. Now, God can speak to you in a spectacular way. But you could understand that they didn't have the Holy Spirit living within them in those days. And we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. And the primary way that the Holy Spirit guides you and speaks to you is in your own spirit. The Bible says in Proverbs 20:27, the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord. Now remember, we read that scripture that says, your word is a lamp to guide me. Now we're seeing the spirit of a man, or the spirit of a woman, is the lamp of the Lord. In other words, that's where God gives you light. That's where God gives you direction. That's where God gives you guidance. Not in your mind, down in your heart, in your spirit. Amen? When the Holy Spirit guides you, you can't look to your mind. You can't look to your emotions. God guides you in your spirit, because the real you is a spirit. You're a spirit being. You actually are a tripart being. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live inside of a body. We saw last week in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, Paul said, may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus. He spoke about spirit, soul, and body. And the Holy Spirit, when He guides you, it's going to be in your spirit. Now, there's three ways that the Holy Spirit will speak to you and guide you in your spirit. Number one, the first way, and the most common, is He will guide you by what the Scripture calls the inward witness. In Romans 8, verse 14, we read it a moment ago, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. In verse 16, it says, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit. Say the Spirit. Say the Holy Spirit bears witness with my spirit. that we are children of God. How do you know you're God's child? You have a witness down on the inside. You have an assurance down on the inside. Anyone know what I'm talking about? The number one most common way that the Holy Spirit will guide you in your life is by that inward witness down in your spirit. That's how he lets you know. That's how he tells you that you are his child. He gives you an inward witness. And let me tell you that this is the same way that God will tell you other things. It's the same way that God will guide you in other areas. You see, when the Holy Spirit is guiding you by that inward witness in your spirit, you will experience on the inside an inward, just a knowing, an inward prompting, or an urge to do something, or maybe an inward excitement, or you'll have a hunch, an inward tuition, or a peace on the inside. In fact, the scripture says in Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God rule in your heart. What does that mean? Let the peace of God rule in my heart. The Passion Bible says, let your heart be always guided by the peace of the Anointed One. I should let my heart be guided by that peace. And the Amplified Bible says it, well, great. It says, let peace act as an umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your mind. Now, what does an umpire do? An umpire guides the game. Would you agree with that? The umpire calls the shots. Would you agree with that? He decides if it's in or if it's out, if it's safe or out. He decides if it's yes or it's no. You got to listen to the umpire. And this is telling us that the peace of God should be like an umpire. It should be the deciding factor when it comes to the decisions that we make in our life. In other words, how do I sense and how do I feel in my spirit about this situation? Do I have a peace or do I have an unrest? Do I feel peace on the inside or do I feel an unrest on the inside? This can help you in your everyday life. Because how many times do people do things that they didn't have peace about? And then later they regret it. I knew I shouldn't have done that. I didn't have peace in my heart about it. Anyone know what I'm talking about? How many people get into a relationship that they never had peace about? They ignored that alarm over and over. Now, it's a mess. Don't override that. What you're sensing down in your heart. Let peace be the umpire. When the Holy Spirit is guiding you and telling you by an inward witness that you should do something, you'll have a peace on the inside. But if he's telling you that you shouldn't do it, then instead of having a peace, you'll have a hesitancy. Have you ever considered doing something, but there's something on the inside, you just feel hesitant about it? That's the Holy Spirit telling you don't do it. Or maybe you'll feel a heaviness. Go back for me. Or maybe you'll feel an unrest or even an agitation. That's the inward witness of the Holy Spirit telling you don't do that. Anyone ever experienced this in your life? When you feel that uneasiness, that unrest, it's not God trying to keep something from you. It's God trying to protect you. Because he's got something better in store. So let's not be hard-headed and have to have it our way, in our timing. You've got to learn to trust and follow that peace on the inside. When the Apostle Paul was being taken by ship to Rome, he was going to stand before Caesar. He told the soldiers that were transporting him in Acts 27 verse 10, he said, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage is going to end with much hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and the ship, but our lives." Paul said, "I sense there's danger up ahead." And he tried to dissuade them from sailing. He would try to get them to delay it. Now, how did Paul perceive that? He had an inward witness of the Holy Spirit. On the inside, he didn't have a peace about it. He said, I'm sensing there's danger up ahead. And he tried to warn them, but they didn't listen to him. And sure enough, they hit a bad storm, But because Paul prayed, God spared their lives. They lost the ship. They lost the cargo. They ended up on the island of Malta, but God spared their lives. One time Jesus was preaching, and he was preaching in somebody's house, and the place was packed. No one could even get inside. And four men brought their paralyzed friend because they wanted Jesus to heal him. And so they couldn't get in the room through the door, so they went up on the roof. And they pulled the tiles off, and they lowered their friend through the roof right in front of Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." Some of the religious